Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. It's the penultimate trading day of this truncated week and it does not look good for the market whatsoever. We opened higher yesterday, but as always, as has been the script all along, we could not sustain at higher levels. The Nifty is now very, very close to its very recent swing low of 23,816. That will be the key level to monitor because the GIF Nifty is also indicating yet another gap down opening for our own markets. So we'll keep an eye out on that and what happens to the Nifty if we do go below that 23,800 mark. Now, Jay Bala was here on our channel yesterday and he mentioned that if we go below 23,800, the next support comes in at 23,650, but he's expecting a reversal from that level. But he maintained that it's still a sell on rise market, irrespective of the reversal that we see from 23,650, if any. Almost every sectoral index was down yesterday, be it auto, PSU banks, FMCG led by Britannia, metals, the Nifty Bank too. But the Nifty Bank is still holding on to that 51,000 mark. And today, the Nifty Bank will be in focus because it is the final weekly expiry of the index. So we'll keep the Nifty Bank on our radar as well. The broader markets were flat for a better part of the trading session, but even they succumbed to selling pressure towards the closing of the trade. The Nifty also breached the lows of the 5th of November, which was 23,843. Just before the close of trade, it made a low of 23,842 or 841. And then after the final adjustments took place, it closed at 23,880. So we'll keep an eye out on all of that. The handover from Wall Street is not a good one either because profit booking finally came in at higher levels. Most of the Trump trades also ended lower. The Dow Jones was down 400 points. The Asian markets are negative. So there is absolutely no support from global cues either. And if you take a look at the inflation print, that might just add to some of the headache because the inflation, the CPI inflation for the month of October was at a 14-month high. The RBI governor had warned of this earlier, saying that this will be higher, but it has now crossed that RBI tolerance band of 4 to 6%, coming in at 6.2% yesterday. So that is an added headache. So global cues are negative. The Nifty is very, very close to make or break levels right now. So we'll keep an eye out on the index in today's session. But earnings season, we are counting down to the end of it. There are results that are coming in today. There are results that came in after market hours yesterday. Bosch was an operationally healthy quarter. EBITDA was up 14%. Margins also went up by 100 basis points. It was a good quarter from Nykaa. Revenue went up by 24%. They had shared most of that detail in their business update earlier in October itself. Repco Home Finance asset quality was the best in 14 quarters. So keep that on your radar. PNC Infratech, the profit was down by almost 43%. The revenue was down by a quarter. So we'll keep that on our radar as well. But the stock to watch out for will be BSE because the revenues went up by 23% on a sequential basis, led by transaction charges and services to corporates. But Jefferies continues to maintain an underperform rating on the stock, saying that they still do not find a risk reward to be favorable. PNB Housing will also be in focus because a block deal is likely to take place today and Quality Investment Holdings is likely to sell that stake at around 939 rupees, which is a 4.2% discount to yesterday's closing price. Keep an eye out on Tata Chemicals as well because its arm is going to invest around 650 crore to build a sodium bicarbonate plant in the United Kingdom. Also, CLSA has maintained its positive recommendation on Reliance Industries with a 1650 rupee price target, saying that they are seeing upside to the stock and they are also valuing the solar business at $30 billion, and they see a 30% upside for Reliance Industries with triggers in 2025. Remember, the stock is down almost 20% from its peak. These are the stocks that you should be keeping on your radar. It's also the listing day for Swiggy, and of course NTPC Green Energy has announced the price band for its 10,000 crore rupee IPO. So all the details of that will be available on our website cnbctv18.com. But that's all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We wish you a safe trading day, and for all the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and cnbctv18.com. Lots of global cues to track and lots of market cues to track as well. So keep an eye out on our website. Thank you so much for tuning in once again.